Let us go before the Lord in prayer, asking God to keep us, Lord, with our life in this world. God is going through so many things at this time, Lord. We need you to come and we need to feel your presence in our life, God. We need to feel your understanding, God, and keep us through this life, God. But we ask these things, Father, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. So let's walk through Comforter as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. If you have not come to a place in your life where you need comforting, just keep on living. No matter how great we become, no matter how high we climb, so sooner or later we'll come to this point where we need someone to comfort us. We may reach out to many different sources to be comforted, but there's only one who can truly comfort us, what we need to satisfy our soul. I can say this through my experience, though it may seem like things are good on the outside, but you don't know what somebody going through on the inside. It's just one thing to need someone to comfort you because it's obvious that I'm in trouble or we're having struggles in our life. It's a whole nother thing when our soul needs comfort. There's only one who can do that. So there are many times in life where we may feel like there's no one that can comfort us. We feel much like Saul, who said he was in great distress, so he called on the spirit of Samuel. Saul had gone against the will of God. The Philistines was waging war against him. He prayed, but he no longer could receive an answer from God. There was no one to comfort Saul. Maybe it was not us who needs comfort. Maybe others were going through some oppression and fear and depression and hopelessness. There's so many who needs comfort today. So many who are suffering and shedding tears because no one is there to comfort them. They have no comfort. There's no power being expressed. There's no power to remove the oppression that they're going through. So they go to church, they attend church, but no one is helping them. It seems everyone is hopeless. It seems like there's just a sense of loss and God's power is not present. We become like Judea, a nation bitterly weeping night and day, tears flowing from our eyes. All Judea's lovers were comforting her, was gone away. See, what Judea depended on was gone. All of her friends betrayed her and became an enemy to her. The people of Judea was afflicted with harsh labor and sent into exile. There was no resting place for Judea. Other nations was overtaking her, placing nations in distress. And people was having a hard time. And there was people, God of people, there was followers of God, they sought God all the time praying. So we must be careful when we pretend that we're following God. We may not get the comfort. God may not answer our prayers. He may not answer our call because of the way we walk and the way we are, the way we become. So the same happened in Jerusalem. They sinned greatly and lived unclean before God. See, we must be careful in the way we live before God. See, those who honored Jerusalem had now despised them. The people of Jerusalem were clinging to filthiness, not considering their own future. There was no one to comfort Jerusalem. So they cried out to the Lord to look at their affliction, but God would not answer them. See, you and I got to understand God is not in the answering business when our walk ain't right with him. See, he's not in the answering business, in the comforting business when we don't do what we say, when we don't obey the word of God. Even as Christians, life can take a toll on us. Lord, help us. So many things can come against us, even members of our family. See, we do not understand why and how could they do such a thing to us. We weep and our eyes overflow with tears because of our children, that no one is around to comfort us. No one can restore our spirit. We're struggling, Lord. See, but it's because of the way you and I walk. It's because we're not obeying the word of God. See, but God had his hand is still stretched out to comfort his people. Those who come to him in truth and honestly, those who are willing to obey, God is still there trying to, and willing to comfort those who show themselves true to him. Go meet in Lamentations chapter 1, verses 16. See, we live in a world where everyone is stressed and unhappy and worried and depressed, and no one is able to comfort us. Lamentations chapter 1, verses 16 says, "And this is why I weep, and my eyes overflow with tears. There's no one near to comfort me, no one to restore my spirit. My children is destitute because of the enemy has prevailed over them." See, it can be hard on not only us, but our family because of the way we're not following God. See, this thing can get personal. Things can go wrong for any one of us. We can get off track and experience a time of groaning and feeling like there's no one to comfort us. And those who come against us are in position to cause stress and despair in our lives and rejoice over at our expense. They take advantage of us. They see us as a weak person, but we are Christians. We are a child of God. If we walk right before God, God will show up. We pray that one day they too will feel what we're going through. See, things get bad for any of us at any time. You don't know the hour of the day where sorrow may come, where mourning will show up. But you don't know the time and who it may happen to. It may happen to you, your family, your spouse. You don't know when bad things come, who is going to comfort you. We mourn with our eyes weak as we look to the heavens, asking God for relief. We say to the Lord, "I'm in trouble, Lord. Come to my rescue." We know God is in control. And all we can do is walk humbly all the days of our lives. Even though we go through anguish through our souls and suffering, God is still able. He is still the answer. See, what happens when we fall? When we lose our status in this world, when we go from high to low to feeling like we're going to die. We just want to die or hurt somebody because things have gone in our life and nobody's comforting us. No one is willing to help us. There's no food to comfort us. Our father and mother's not there to comfort us. See, no one is willing to console us. We need comfort, Lord. We're struggling in this life, but the question is, why are we struggling? So we turn and seek comfort in others and other things. But these things lead to deceit. They lead us to false visions and false dreams. But see, the comfort they give us is in vain because it causes us to wander like sheep who has no shepherd. And though we may struggle, we have to be careful when we turn to get comforted. God says, "Woe to the rich because you have already received your comfort." The Lord says, "Woe to those who are well fed, for you will go hungry. Woe to those who laugh, because you will mourn and weep." Where do we turn when we need to be confident? Do you know where we may fall into a time of need? It can happen to any of us. We need to be confident. We have to be a person who knows things that is not good for us, but we do it anyway. Because we are great and we're special. We have a lot going on. We have a lot of, see, we think a lot of ourselves because, see, we are able to do some things because God has given us ability. We know and we have seen even the rich has fallen. Even the great ones have become sick. See, who is going to comfort us, God? Who is going to help us? Our time is needed. Who are we going to be able to lean on when we need true confidence? In the future, when life goes bad, when no one is able to help us, we don't fall from such a great height. See, we may try to comfort ourselves. We seek comfort from us, from others. We we come to understand that we can find favor in the eyes of the Lord. Because he's the one that can comfort our soul. The Lord will repay us for what we have done. He will richly reward us and comfort us if we place our trust in him. But he'll put us under his wing and he'll cover us and we'll find refuge in the Lord. We need comforting, Lord. So there are going to be times in life when we need to be comforted. See, we get to this low place in life and no one is able to comfort us. So you and I need to understand we can cry out to God, cry and asking God to hear us, Lord, that we're willing to change our steps, God. We're willing to order our steps by your word, Lord. We're in distress. We need to seek the Lord to be comforted, stretch out our hands and our souls can be comforted by God. See, sooner or later, you and I have to get real with God because life has just turned down on us. We're falling from such a great height and now we need comfort. Life can be hard. We can suffer loss in many ways. We could lose a family member that causes us to mourn and go into this great weeping. The Lord says we need to restrain our voice from weeping and our eyes from tears. But we work that we have done. God said, I will repay. I will reward you. Just walk. Don't you struggling and you got anguish. You got to understand. You and I got to still understand the Lord is our comforter. He is our rock. He's our redeemer. The Lord knows how to comfort us. He would do it just as he did with Lazarus, who lay dead in a tomb for 4 days. And many came before him. See, Martha and Mary was there on his side, and they were seeking comfort from the Lord. And Jesus showed up. Martha demonstrated her faith in the middle of her suffering. She believed in Christ's power to help. And Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes me will live. And he asked Martha, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you have faith? Do you, even in the middle of your suffering, even when you want to be comforted because your brother lies here dead, are you still able to have faith in the middle of your struggling? So the Apostle Paul shared with us his suffering, how he needed confidence. Paul said, what a wretched person I am. Who can rescue me? He struggled with having his mind to be a slave to God and his body being a slave to sin. We all struggle in this way. Go with me to Romans chapter 7, verses 24 to 25. See, even the best of us get ourselves in a bad place in some point in our life where we need comfort. Romans chapter 7, verses 24 to 25 says, what a wretched man I am, who rescued me from this body of death. And thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, my mind am a slave to God, but my body is a slave to sin. See, I know this must be hard to understand. It took me a minute to get it myself. We really learn from lessons from us going through a level of suffering and distress. It's unfortunate that we learn this way, but this is the only way you and I come to God. This is the only way we'll cry out to God is by us going through something and we have to suffer so we can receive comfort from the Lord. So we receive salvation from God. Distress and suffering produces patience and endurance. It conforms our hope in God. So if we suffer and learning of God, we will also be comforted by the Lord. The Lord will not leave us, but he will allow us to learn as we go through things in life. And we start to understand that only God is my helper. Only God is my comfort. Only God can rescue me from the things I've gotten myself into and have I've fallen from my grace. See, in our hearts, we feel that we need to be comforted by somebody. We go through suffering, learning not only to rely on ourselves, but we learn to rely on God. See, when we need comfort, the Lord is the one who can deliver us from peril. He can deliver us so we have hope in the Lord. See, when we need to be comforted, we need to pray so we are delivered from wickedness and evil. We need to pray so our faith in God becomes stronger. See, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect us. We have to believe so our souls get confident in the time of our struggling, in the time of our suffering, in the time of our low points in our life. Well, you and I got to believe. We got to have faith. We got to trust in God and turn our life around. See, if we want to receive confidence, then we need to come near to God. We need to wash our hands and purify our hearts and not be double-minded. We may grieve, we may mourn, we may wail, but if we humble ourselves before the Lord, He will lift us up. We have a confidant, someone who has a power and authority to help us. See, Christ Jesus is our shepherd. He will lead us by the springs of living water. Our confidant will wipe away the tears from our eyes and give us eternal life and allow us to experience the great glory and the great joy of God. See, we need to be confident about the Lord, to turn to God, to receive mercy and be granted strength to serve and be saved. We seek confidence so we feel the goodness of God, so our enemies see the Lord as our comforter and be put to shame. For our God helps us. He comforts us in all our days and all our troubles and all our worries over all our distress and oppression. God is the only one that can comfort you. We lift our eyes up to heaven. We look to the hills from which our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let us suffer too long, just long enough to learn. We'll feel like things have been stripped from us. We'll feel the freedom that comes from loving and believing and trusting in God as He watches over us as we slumber. Right? See, God will be there for us if we just understand there's a lesson in this. We might have climbed too high. We might have got too high and mighty. We might have let our pride rise us up because God was blessing us. We took the blessings of God and used it in the wrong way. And therefore, now we're in this position where we need to be confident. See, we praise the Lord. Thank you. We praise the Lord for His great love. Though He was angry with us, He did not turn away from us, but He comforted us. See, God is our salvation. We trust in Him and we're not afraid. The Lord is our strength. He's our soul. He's everything to us. He's our salvation. He brings everything. He strengthens us. He comforts our soul. He meets us at the point of our needs. He comforts us both day and night. He's never asleep. He's never slumbers. We have a great comfort in the Lord. Thank you. The Lord comforts us. He's the one who made us. He's the one who formed us into the womb. He helps us along the way as we learn how to walk right before God, as we learn how to keep the word of God. We don't have to be afraid. We are servant of a loving God who wants to teach us and transform our mind into His mind, to transform our ways into His ways. See, He comforts those who trust and love Him. He pours out living water on a thirsty land. He makes streams flow on the dry land. He pours out His Spirit to bless those who come to Him, who cry out to Him, who say, "Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. God, forgive me of my sins, Lord Jesus. I thought it was all in me. I thought, God, that I could rise myself up and become somebody important, Lord. But now I understand this is all about You, God." The Lord says, let a mother comfort His children. That's the way God wants to comfort us. He wants to take us in His arms and wrap us with love and kindness. And see, the Lord wants to comfort of our heart and so we can rejoice, so we can flourish like grass. See, the Lord wants to put His hand on us and touch us and be with us. Just like a mother comforts a child, protecting us, providing refuge. See, God wants to comfort us, but we must be obedient. We must be submissive to the will of God. God wants to comfort us. He wants to bless the poor in spirit and give them the kingdom of God. See, the Lord wants to bless those who mourn and comfort them. The Lord wants to bless those who are meek so they can inherit the earth. See, God wants to bless and comfort His people. See, the Lord, He's full of compassion. He comforts those who are in trouble. And the Lord wants us to learn how to comfort others because we've been blessed and received from God. See, this is the word of God. He says, you know, I teach you. I take you through this thing. I teach you how to come to me, how to be a, how I can comfort you in your moments of distress and oppression when you're in those low points in your life. And then when you learn this lesson, you see someone else struggling in their low point, then you could be a servant of mine and you can go help somebody who has seen the low point in their life and encourage them, not just with words, but with deeds, God. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3-4. We're comforted by the Lord, so we can be a comfort to someone in need, so they know there is a God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3-4 says, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Christ Jesus, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we are comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. See, the Lord has been good to us. We must confess that. See, he's comforted us when we was downcast. And see, he comforted us when we was being attacked. He comforted us when we was in deep sorrow. No one else was concerned about us. But God showed up and God comforted us and gave us joy in a world that has faded away. See, we know we have been blessed by God. We must confess. We must share with others how we've been encouraged by of being united in Christ Jesus. We must confess how we've been comforted by the loving Lord. We must share aloud the blessings we receive, having fellowship with the Spirit. And through the Lord's tenderness and compassion, our joy is made complete so we can be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. What a fellowship we have. Oh, what a comfort we have in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. You come at the right time, God. You know how to pick us up from the trouble we done got ourselves into. Have you ever been in need? Have you ever needed someone to comfort you? Maybe you've been so blessed that nothing has taken you that long. But be rest assured that one day you're going to understand what it means to be in need, to need someone to comfort you. See, but for the rest of us, we know what it feels like when we go beyond our means, when things go past our abilities, when we are in need, when we need someone to come in and give us some comfort. Lord, we are low in spirit. Our heads are hanging low. We're broken. No one is able to relieve us, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We need your love and your power and your authority working in our lives. Lord, we know you will comfort a broken body, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know that you will comfort a depressed mind. Lord, we know you will comfort a downcast heart. You are worthy. You are the only one able to comfort God's people. Praise God. God is so great. His compassion is so deep. He's passionate to save those who cry out to him. He's so wonderful. Praise the Lord. See, Christ Jesus, he comforts everyone who comes and gives himself over to God. He's able to do that for us. Thank you, Jesus. See, he's able to help us when we're stumbling. And because we stumble in many ways, we all fall short of the glory of God. We all have experience in life that we've been knocked down, that causes us to feel broken, that causes us to have doubt and reason and misunderstanding in our lives. And we turn the other way, Lord. We don't walk in the ways we know we should be walking. It's at this moment of brokenness that we can turn to a Savior. We could turn to the Lord and he would be a blessing to us. He knows how to lift us up and give us a new beginning and comfort us in a time of our need. All we have to do is seek the Lord. Well, he can be found. He's there with his hands stretched out. He wants to comfort us in our time of need. All we have to do is cry out to God and ask God, to confess to God of what we've done and our wrongs, Lord, and talk about the trouble we're in, because God is able to comfort us. He's able to give us a new beginning. He's able to watch over us. He's able to mend us up. He's able to pick us up. He's able to put us on a solid ground. See, God is able. It is through him and for him we all exist. See, we can praise God. He wants to comfort his people. He wants to comfort you and I. But see, we struggle in so many ways. So many ways. This world has us struggling in so many ways. But God wants to be a covenant. See, you got to see this. Christ says, I see you in your time of trouble. I see you. And we cry out to God and ask God, I need you to be my covenant. Lord, take your spirit, Lord. Take your glory and comfort me, God. Oh, Lord, help me. My body is weak. It's struggling. God, I got so many things going on. I need you to comfort my body, Lord. But see, God wants to comfort all of us. So you got to understand, God said, not only do I want to comfort your body, I need you to cry out and ask me to comfort your mind and comfort your head. So my glory covers your head and covers you totally. See, and you need to, Lord, help me. I'm struggling in my spirit, God. I need you to comfort my spirit. God is a total comforter. He knows how to comfort everything that we're struggling, everything we go through, God can help us with it. There's no area of your life God can't comfort you. It doesn't matter what it is, finances, struggling with your family, struggling with addiction, struggling with drugs, struggle with your job, struggle in your personal life, struggle with sin. God can comfort us. He can get us out of the trouble we're in. We just know we got a comforter that has passion and love and compassion for all his people. He wants all of us saved. He wants all of us feel this glory of God comfort our lives. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for willing to comfort us, God. When our struggles, when we're downcast, when things are broken, when our heart has just been bent and so many people come against us, we got ourselves in some bad situation because pride and arrogance has ruled over us. But we confess, we cry out to you, God. Be a comfort to us, Jesus. Lift us up and encourage us and bring us through this, God. Teach us the lesson so we never turn back. God, our hearts and our mind, and comfort us all the days of our life. Father God, we ask this in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.